Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hey there. Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. It is a Quick Tip Tuesday. And I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but I posted this on Monday for a reason. So last week, I did an interview with Tony Robbins, and I also did an interview with Dean Graziosi. I produced the Dean Graziosi episode here on Build Your Tribe, and we were just like blown away at how much of an impact that had on people. I think a lot of people right now are feeling stuck or further behind than they expected to be, and it was just the right message at the right time from Dean. So I asked Dean if he would share with us a three-step exercise that he uses. It's kind of a quick tip to help people gain more clarity. I know you're going to love this, so much so that I wanted to produce it on Monday so that you had time to sign up and spend 5 days with Dean, Tony Robbins, myself, and 14 other amazing life and business strategists. It's a completely free challenge, so really, you have nothing to lose. You can sign up for it by going to ownit24.com. Brock and I are super excited to have you do this with us. And in the meantime, Dean Graziosi.
Don't we need leaders more than ever before in history? Listen, I feel like some people are waiting for someone to wave a magic wand and fix things for us, like a certain president or leader or Congress or Senate or some organization is going to come and fix it. And that's not the way it goes. And when we decide that we're in control if we succeed, we're in control if we fail, we're in control and deciding if we want to take ownership, gaining new capabilities, taking uncomfortable action, pivoting where we must, courageously moving forward. It is so empowering when you make the decision that it's on us and we will make our future exactly what we decide to be. So today I want to go over an exercise that I've done hundreds of times in my life. One that maybe you've heard before, maybe you've done a variation of it. But I want you to have complete clarity in this shifting world. Again, the world is opening back up. It may never be exactly the way it was, but I know this, a lot of people are going to be left behind and a lot of people are going to thrive. And what's the difference? Two things: having the tactics, the tools, and the ingredients that show you how to thrive, to create success, to impact the world, to be a part of an industry that's a revolution, that's growing. You need those tools and tactics, but we also have to go upstream and anchor in those reasons why. So we have an emotional attachment, or else we'll just give up and just wait for someone else to fix it. And then you'll lose ownership. I don't think that's acceptable to any of us. So before we get to some tools and tactics, let's go upstream a little. And let's talk about this clarity exercise that I've been doing for over a decade, hundreds of times, and I want to give it to you. And it starts with you being completely honest with yourself on where you are right now in history. Where are you after COVID? Where are you that the world has changed? Where are you with your confidence? Where are you with your income? Where are you with your career? Where are you with your happiness around those things? Where are you with your relationship? Where are you with your health, your connection to a higher power? There's lots of things we can use this tool for to get completely honest, because let's just say it like it is. All change starts when you're brutally honest, that you're disturbed by standing still. You're disturbed by inaction. Think about it. That's how we move. That's how the rocket gets off the ground, is being disturbed with leaving your life the way it is. So unfortunately, you're like, oh, now I'm listening to this podcast and I'm going to get disturbed. Yes. Because if you're agitated, you move. Let's pick your career, your income, what you do for a living. Are you happy with your career? Are you happy with the business that you started? Are you happy that you started the business, but it's not really going where you want? Listen, we all make decisions for one of two reasons. We're either moving away from something painful, or we want to move towards something pleasurable, right? We either have to get out of this job, or we lost our job, or it's just toxic, or it's not making me the money. I have to move. Or it's okay. It's not bad, but you know you have another level. You know God designed way more for you than you're doing, And the inaction of either one of those should disturb you, either away from the pain or towards the pleasure. So at any time, you could stop and write this down or come back at another time or type it in your phone. If you were being completely honest about your income, your career, what you do for a living, starting the business or not, any of those, if you were completely honest, where are you? Because all change starts with a starting point, right? All directions on your GPS, you need the starting point. Where are you is the starting point. Now that the world has shifted. Sometimes, you know, things like COVID pull back the curtain and make us really analyze our lives, and we don't want to go back to who we used to be. I get it. I see it every day. Okay, the next thing, if you know where you are now, then we have to decide, where do you want to go now, right? Now, where do you want to go? That sounds like an obvious question. I want more success. I want more happiness. I want more joy. If it's not defined, if it's fuzzy, fuzzy targets don't get hit. We need a definitive plan. We need to know exactly what our compelling future is. We need that lighthouse to drive towards. And what is that for you? Most people know what they don't want. They're avoiding potholes. They're driving away from problems, but they're not driving towards where they want to go. If you and I jumped in an elevator together, and I said to you, hey, it's a year from now, and it was the best year of your life. What's that look like? Where do you want to go? Would you be able to literally in 4 or 5 sentences tell me where it is you want and where you want to go? Or would you go, wow, good question, Dean. Let me think about it, because that's what 90% of the people say. I've been asking people for over a decade. How can you get to where you want to go if you don't have your GPS on where it is you want to be? Let's pretend it's a year from now. And it's been the best year of your life. Not looking forward through the year. It's a year you're looking backwards and like, oh my God, I feel amazing. I look amazing. My confidence, my courage is through the roof. I'm vibrating. My cheeks are rosy. I'm alive again. What had to happen for that to be the case? How much money are you making? What industry are you in? Did you quit something? Did you start something? Did you scale something? Right? Of course you should do this with your relationships, your life, your health, relationship with your children. All of that matters, but pick one for now. Where are you? If we're going career, income, what you do, starting, scaling the business, where are you with that? It's a year from now. It's the best year of your life. Are you in the information industry and you're selling products, 100 of them a month, making $10,000 a month? I don't know what it is. Or are you impacting lives? You're really changing those that need it. You're selling yourself through service. You're helping people go faster. Or you finally got that company off the ground, or that invention is working, or you're leading a team. I don't know what it is, but you do. So stop this audio at any time you want and really decide if it was a year from now, and it was the greatest year of your life, what does it look like? You can bucket it, career, income, your business. You could do health and life and love and happiness and your relationship with God. You could do all of them. But this really helps us create the bridge, right? We're on one side of the ravine. That's where we are. Our next level of where we want to go is on the other side of the ravine. Now, before we get to how to get over there, we have to build the enthusiasm, the energy, the stamina to not quit until we get over where it is we want to go. So if we know where we are and then we know where we want to go, the next most important thing and the most important thing to shift your life is, why do you want it? Why do you want to have more freedom? Why is it that you want to sell more courses, sell more training, start the business, scale the business, make more money? Why? Is it just to have financial freedom? Not usually. Is it just to have money in the bank? Not usually. Is it just to get the Lamborghini and the Rolex? Not usually. It's always way deeper than that. You don't know it until you feel it ding your heart. Till your heart goes, oh, it crunches, it aches. You feel it. You feel a ping. When you feel that, you know you're in your true why. For me, when I dug into this decades ago, I realized my true why was that I didn't want to go backwards. I didn't like being broke as a kid. I didn't like wearing hand-me-downs. I didn't like go to school sometimes and not have lunch money and pretend I wasn't hungry. I didn't like watching both my parents work hard, 3 jobs, my mom 3 jobs, my dad 2 jobs, to not have anything. I'm not going back there. I don't like it. There was nothing good about it. Money was the thing that ruled my parents. I feel blessed that by the time I was 32, I retired both my mother and my father. What a blessing I was able to do that. But I don't want to go backwards, and I'll fight for that. I also want my kids to have choices. I don't want 3 entitled children. My little one, Luca, is 1 year old right now. I don't want entitled children or brats, but I want my kids to have choices because I didn't feel like I had choices as a kid. So for me, it doesn't mean this is your why. This is my why. This is the one that dings my heart. But my main reason why I want next level success and abundance and impact the world and make a difference is because I want to be in control of my life. I'm not a control freak, meaning as a kid, I moved 20 times by the time I was 19. My mom was married 5 times. My dad was married 4 times. It was always chaotic. I was never in control. Had new friends, had to go. Had new step family, had to go. New step granddad, I really like, but we got to go. We're moving. They're breaking up. We got to get out. We got evicted. I didn't like all that. So as an adult, nobody tells me what to do, and no one's ever gonna. At 3 o'clock today, I'm gonna be picking my children up from school. No one's gonna tell me I can't. Been doing it since they were kindergarten or in 8th and 6th grade. My youngest isn't in school yet. I dress the way I want. I wear a gray t-shirt pretty much every day in my life. I have 50 of them. I do things the way I want to do. I want to make my own rules. I don't want anybody to tell me how, what kind of husband I can be. If I want to take off in the middle of the day and romance my wife because we have the most amazing relationship in the world. It might sound boring to you or that sounds, ugh, but that's me. I will fight for that. I will die for that. That is my why. Being a leader to my incredible team that's like my family, learning and growing and help impact the world, help unite us and lock arms so we can help shift the world. How do we change the global economy? By changing the economy in our homes. How do we change the global conversation? By changing the conversation in our homes. We are the change. We affect the change. No one's coming to fix it. To me, that's my why. I hope you can hear it. I hope you can feel it. It comes from my heart. So when I'm standing on one side of the ravine and I see where I want to go on the other, before I even know how I'm going to get in there, I know my why and I'm getting over there no matter what. If I got to get bloody, bruised up, fail, whatever it takes, I'm getting to the other side. Do you know the true reason why you're listening to this? Why you want another level? If you don't, go find it. I promise you, when you find it, nothing will stop you. Not a brick wall, not a steel girder, not dirt, a mountain, nothing. A mountain won't stop you when you know your true why. So if you know where you are with honesty, if you know where you want to go with clarity, and you know why you want it from your heart, the only thing left is how are you going to get there? What is the bridge? What are the capabilities? Who can you learn from? How do you go faster? Yes, you could learn on your own, but it could take you a decade. Who's already done what you want to do? How can you learn from them and go to the next level? That's the secret to life. That's the secret to success. You have a gap. You need to fill the gap. This is an exercise I've done over 100 times, guaranteed maybe 200 times. It's absolutely transformed my life. And I want to give you the opportunity to gain that how, to gain that capabilities with a 5-day free challenge. If you're listening to this podcast, you are so fortunate because Tony Robbins, myself, and 14 guests are doing a 5-day free challenge to pull back the curtain and show you how to gain the how to get from where you are to where you want to be, how to enter the digital economy, the virtual economy as it exponentially grows. You see people online doing amazing. How are they doing it? Come learn. If you're already in an online business, you want to learn how to go to the next level, you have to come. If you have an idea, an experience, a mess that became your message, that is your asset. Knowledge is the new currency. We want to show you over 5 days how to take that knowledge, how to extract it, how to deliver it, how to share it, how to ethically offer to them, impact their lives while simultaneously creating unbelievable success for you and yourself. This is an industry heading towards $1 billion a day. Some industries are struggling. This one's exponentially growing. Tony and I want to make sure you're not left behind, that you own your own future. If you're ready to go to a whole nother level, then here's what you got to do right now. Reserve your spot. Reserve your seat for this challenge. It's not kind of free. It is totally free. It starts May 11th. There's no replay. You got to be there.
Well, I'm pretty pumped up. I don't know how you're feeling, but my heart is racing. And I am one of those 14 special guests that Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins have asked to be a part of this challenge. We have over, at the time I'm recording this, over 600,000 people who've signed up to do this. It's pretty amazing. Their goal, their mission was to help over 1 million people. People who, like you, see the opportunity but don't know exactly how to do it. So I'm very honored that they have asked me to be an instructor, one of the people who's going to teach and share with you my strategies. But trust me when I say I won't just be teaching. I am a forever student. I'm a lifetime student, and I cannot wait to soak up the opportunity to learn from these two amazing people and then the 14 other incredible life strategists and business strategists who will be doing this challenge with us for free. You've got one opportunity to sign up. As I said, there will not be a repeat. You can do so by going to ownit24.com. Again, it's ownit24.com. Bluechew24.com, you have nothing to lose because it's free. So click the link in our show notes or just simply remember that domain and open up a separate web browser right now, like while you're listening on your iPad or on your iPhone or whatever smart device you're listening on, open up your web browser and go to ownit24.com. If you don't do it now, you know you're going to forget. And this is just too big of an opportunity to miss out on. All right, guys, thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the challenge.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.